Craig, over the last year, been several issues that have come to the front in terms of your relationship with the Cattlemen's Beef Board, the Federation's relationship. How is the relationship now? How do you intend to take it forward over the next year?
Well, our Federation is we've moved forward. A few years ago, we wanted to put a face on the Federation. And with that, we looked at it as a team approach. And I really am honored to be in this position, and it's because of the great people I work with. I mean, we look at everything on a team approach, and we are moving forward with our partners, which is CBB, and we've developed a nice relationship. The programs have never suffered, and we look for a very positive, successful program in the future.
Craig, the Federation is the 45 qualified state beef councils. What does that mean? I mean, how do these qualified state beef councils work through the Federation to get this work done?
Well, years ago in the 60s, there was the voluntary programs for collection, and they pooled those monies together, and that's kind of where the basis of the Federation was founded. And then when the Farm Bill came out, 50 cents of that dollar that was collected on the mandatory went to the states. Then those states had the availability to use those money any way they saw fit. And a lot of these states out there have large cattle bases, but small people bases. And to continue on and partner up with a national program, they send a portion of those dollars onto the Federation. Those Federation dollars then are used to part of them are combined with 50 cents that are collected by the CBB to go to the Joint Operating Committee to fund ARs that are going to be presented after these committees meet. And then a lot of them go back to state services. And the nice relationship is a state-national partnership. They pool money in, and then the programs are developed. And when those programs are developed, then it goes back out to the states to get to the masses of the people. And that's a win-win for everybody. So dollars come in to help build the programs, and then the programs go back out to the states as far as implementation.
Greg, your committee structure looks to be changing a little bit. What kind of agreement do you have with the Cattlemen's Beef Board in order to change committee structure?
Well, as we looked at some of these agreements, we also were charged with looking at committee structure that hasn't been changed. It's been fairly similar for a long time, and so we thought, well, you know, to an ever-changing dynamic industry like the beef industry, we needed to look at that, and that's what we're probably moving on, and that's what we're looking to move in the future is to have that looked at and tweaked as far as how it responds to our current industry, and we will come up and formulate that type of a committee structure over the next 6 months, and hopefully by summer we can have that kind of finalized and be voting on the committee structure.
You had one goal for 2012. What do you want to accomplish during your year as the chairman?
Well, I want to continue the teamwork, and I emphasize teamwork. Teamwork with the 680 directors that make up beef councils, 85 directors that make up the directors of the Federation, along with working hand in hand with our partners over at the CBB to provide the best work that has the biggest bang to move the needle on beef demand, because we have a shrinking supply, rising costs, so it's critical for us to keep the eye on the ball and make sure that we continue the safety, the nutrition, and the message out to our consumers.